It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll get the story behind a major collaboration between the state and UW-Madison aiming to close the achievement gap in Wisconsin schools.
First, we heard last week about the State Department of Justice investigation into potential crimes committed at the Lincoln Hills School for Boys, a juvenile correctional facility. Since then, broader claims of increasing misconduct in all of Wisconsin's prison system have surfaced.
Writing about it for Gannett Wisconsin Media's investigative team is reporter Keegan Kyle, who joins us now to talk about what he's learned. Keegan, welcome back.
Thanks.
Well, writing for the Post-Crescent, you've said that you wrote that the best answer we currently have on the trend of increasing misconduct is maybe. What have you found?
Yeah, it's kind of unclear exactly what direction misconduct has been going. There have been claims for months, primarily from prison guards and the prison guards union, that misconduct throughout the prison system has been a problem, but there isn't any really good data out there to back it up. So that's kind of what I've been looking into, is what data is there and what do we know about it?
All right, so you said not a lot of good data to back it up. So what data did you use?
Well, whenever there's like a major incident within a correctional institution, guards will usually write this thing called an incident report. It can be about anything. It can just be informational, but they're usually reports that are given to supervisors. And one of the types of reports that they can file is a misconduct report. So we looked at how many of these types of reports have been filed since like 2012, and they have been rising slowly over that time.
So you said they've been rising slowly over that time. Now, back in September, though, Gannett asked prison officials to review these misconduct-related incidents. And at the time, what showed up?
It was going up. If you look back to like 2012, there were around 1,200 of these misconduct reports. We were up to 1,500 last year. And this year, it appears to be going up as well, you know, comparing like the first 9 months of this year to last year. So that trend is definitely going up. Now, whether it actually means that there's a rise in misconduct throughout the prison system is a little less clear because there are a bunch of caveats with these reports. One report doesn't necessarily mean just one incident of misconduct. The officer could be writing about a bunch of incidents or a bunch of different violations. So it's not really a consistent method to look at misconduct in the prison system. But right now, it seems to be the best information that we actually have.
When we talk about misconduct, what kinds of things are we talking about?
That was another thing that the correctional institutions kind of talked with us about, is that these misconduct reports can be about a really wide range of things. It can be something that's just, talking bad to your superior. It could be something that's really trivial, or it could be something that's much more serious and doesn't fall into another category of incident report. So they have separate ones that are specifically for like assaulting another inmate or assaulting an officer. And this category of misconduct is more like a catch-all for all the other types of misconduct that don't fall into those more clearly defined ones.
And you talked about this a little, but it sounds as though this is imperfect, for one thing, because there could be multiple reports filed about a single incident. So that would be misleading then when you're looking at the data, right? How did you deal with that?
Yeah. I mean, when I wrote about the data, I tried to write about it in the way that, like, this is a really tenuous set of data that we have, but right now it's the best information that we have to go on. And I think it does add context to at least what the guards have been talking about. And, you know, there is some data within the institutions to support what they've been claiming. Now, I think you can definitely question kind of the validity or the strength of it. But at least for now, this is the best we have to go off of. And it, I think, is a good starting point for drilling deeper into this topic of whether there is a broader problem with misconduct in the prison system.
We're talking with Keegan Kyle right now, investigative reporter for Gannett Wisconsin Media, who looked at claims that misconduct is becoming increasingly common in Wisconsin's prison system. So we're talking about the way the data could be misleading, but if there is, as you found, a steady increase in misconduct-related reports being filed, isn't that proof, in a way, that there is increasing misconduct? Is it that simple?
Yeah. I mean, for now, the best that we have is that the data backs up what the guards have been saying. But there are claims that this data is not valid. So we have to, keep that in mind while we continue researching. I think we said it's a maybe because this data isn't perfect until we get some more clear picture. Then I think I would feel comfortable saying that there is or there isn't a trend of this. Like I said, I think it's a good starting point to kind of have this conversation about whether there is this broader trend in the prison system, but it's not a done question at all.
And what did officials make of the findings, the things you wrote about?
They're looking into it as well. I think they're interested to see if there is a rise in misconduct. So, you know, we first contacted them about this back in September and requested this data, and now we're in discussions with them again to see if there are additional layers of data that we can look into. One of the problems and that makes the correction system really complicated is that there are so many different institutions under so many different managers, and the correction system itself hasn't become really data-driven like a lot of modern institutions. You know, they still use paper for a lot of things. And so if you look at trying to track misconduct in all of these institutions to get like a statewide figure, it can quickly become a lot of work. So that's just one thing that makes this type of project really, really intensive. It's not as simple as you might think of just going into this database and looking at how many misconduct reports have been filed. If you wanted to actually drill down into them, you could be talking about reviewing thousands and thousands of pages of paper.
Well, if you say that the data are not perfect and the Department of Corrections officials say the data are not perfect, does that mean then that they're going to be looking at a different way to sort this out that will be more accurate and reliable and trackable?
Yeah, I mean, the question that I asked them and which we wrote about was, at this time, do you have any better data than this incident report data? And so far, they have not provided any better data. So, I think what we've been doing is trying to talking with them about, are there other forms of data that might give us a picture at the amount of misconduct in the prison system?
And do you think this story is going to continue to uncover more issues of concern? You say it's a beginning point. What would be next?
Well, I think there are two kind of themes of conversation that are going on in the state right now. One is very specific to the Lincoln Hills investigation, which is about, you know, what are the specific allegations that went on in that institution. The second one is much broader, which is, does that institution represent broader claims of problems in the system, or is it an isolated allegation? And I think any kind of data that we can collect from the prisons to try to look at both Lincoln Hills itself and the broader institution would be really helpful in trying to understand what's going on and whether there are things that need to be fixed.
Keegan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Keegan Kyle, investigative reporter for Gannett, Wisconsin Media, who's investigating claims that misconduct is increasingly common in Wisconsin's prison system.